Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Hello, Parsons.
Kenny McAlpine, Associate Professor of Music, Audio, Sounds and Recordings, and the man you might catch on the streets of Melbourne with recording equipment strapped to him like a 1980s audio wizard. Good morning to you.
Hello, and I guess your listeners can always recognise me from my jingle, but the downside is I've got to take a recording of that everywhere I go if I want to be recognised in the street.
Yeah, is it like you've got a big sign that says, I'm Kenny from The Breakfast Show?
I do, but now I'm going to carry an 80s ghetto blaster on my shoulder as well, just to pipe that out.
Kenny, where have you been taking your 80s ghetto blaster and signage around lately?
Well, before we start, can I just say that today is my 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So, can I give a shout out to Mrs. Kenny and say that, A, I haven't forgotten, but she is going to have to forgo breakfast in bed this year.
Well, what time did she get up?
Well,
we'll be done by 13 to 7. You can get home, can't you?
Oh, yeah, but then I get home about 7:30. I've got to get the kids' lunches ready and get them out, you know, and she's got to get out to work, so...
Well, Mrs. Kenny, as you remember in your vows, it was pledged that you would love each other till death do you part, or indeed whether you had professional radio obligations to come between you.
Indeed. Well...
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. For a first sound, then... I'm a bit hesitant to say this because I can almost sense the listeners texting in with lyric-related puns from classic musicals. But what I wanted to do was take you and the listeners and give you the sound of music, or at least the sound of a music venue.
You went to a music venue?
I did, yeah. Well, you know me.
What's it like?
Music venues are great, Sammy. You've forgotten what they're like in the last year. But, you know, since I arrived here, I've thrown myself into music, as you might imagine. And that's been everything then, from the throng of the St Kilda Festival right through to this tiny little jazz venue up in Northcote, where I once saw a friend of mine deliver a 45-minute free jazz solo on soprano sax and electronics.
Did they remain your friend after that performance?
Yeah, I'm not sure quite. I still understand what I saw that night. But like Johnny B. Goode, that guy could play like he was ringing a bell. My favourite venue, though, is very definitely the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl in the Botanic Gardens. Because coming from a part of the world where you could quite easily get hypothermia just taking the bins out, I get a real kick out of going to events outdoors in the evening and not coming home with hypothermia.
You've chosen the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl?
Yes, I have. And
But will freeze at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
Well, I won't. Look, I'm still in shorts.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
However, as you said, we've not really had much in the way of live music for the last year, but Arts Centre Melbourne have done a great job in transforming it to make it COVID safe so we can all get back out and have a listen. And a few weeks back, I was fortunate enough to just be able to wander around backstage while the University Wind Symphony prepared for a gig. So this first sound is that kind of exquisite cacophony as all the musicians get out on stage and start to warm up. Let's have a listen.
Was half of those sounds you bumping into equipment with your recorder?
No, I'm a clumsy gentleman, I'll give you that. But no, I was very careful.
My heart rate went up a little bit because it just has such a pre-performance feel about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, as someone who used to play first clarinet in a regional wind band, that definitely brings back some memories. But, you know, the thing I like about that the most is the dynamic of it. I don't know if you heard at the end, but there's a moment where the conductor comes out and raises his hand, and then as one, the entire ensemble just kind of peters out. You know, I think you're right that there is something about that pre-performance jittery thing. But I'm fascinated by that relationship between the conductor and the orchestra. It's one of the most important relationships in music. And I'm fascinated by how just with a gesture or with a glance, the conductor can have an entire mass of people like that behaving as one. But it's not something that happens without a lot of discipline and a lot of practice. And so, as well as the instruments warming up, the musicians need warmed up too. So this next recording is a clip of the conductor, Nick Williams, who's a friend of mine from the Con. the orchestra through their paces with a little bit of banter and a few musical games. Let's have a listen.
Same for everyone. Any requests? Live from Melbourne. Sing bar 48. Is that the bar you keep messing up?
Oh,
dude, that's a scale. Let's do the first 12 bars, which is just the percussion. Just the first 12 bars.
It's a bit of public shaming of their own orchestra there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I think he's working on a side hustle there as an MC or trying to put together a classic music stand-up set.
It's 7:15 and you're listening to The Sounds of Melbourne with Kenny McAlpine. Kenny, before our final sound, a few points of interest. First of all, did you know you share a wedding anniversary with none other than Claire, who's texted to say, it's my wedding anniversary today, 32 years. Shout out to my wonderful husband, Tom. Best partner ever.
Oh, well, that puts me to shame then, doesn't it?
I'll give it 17 more years. It'll be fine. And Kenny wants Sound of Music puns. Hey, says Christy, I'm not falling into that Von Trapp.
Ah.
And I also understand you can actually do the whistle with your fingers. Is
oh, absolutely,
true?
I can, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that after your final sound.
Perfect.
You can send yourself off with a whistle, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll need to stand back from the microphone anyway.
Okay, so we're at my music bowl. Music is back. We've heard the instruments warm up. We've had the orchestra warm up. Where are we now?
Well, I think, you know, as an audience, you only ever get to see the tip of the logistical iceberg that is a live performance. So you get to see the conductor and the audience, maybe an MC. You don't really get a sense of all of the hard work and effort that goes in behind the scenes from the logistics people, the front of house, the back of house, the technicians and all of that. And all of that work collectively is really about one thing and one thing alone. And Sammy, I know that as a performer, when you're out on stage, you'll feel this too. There is nothing like having a rapt audience hang on your every performance gesture and then erupt into spontaneous applause.
There for that. That was an elongated long note and one of those moments where you don't want to be the first audience member to accidentally clap when the music's about to continue.
Absolutely. Well, see, that's one of the things I really love about performance. It's that gap between finishing playing and the audience starting to clap. It's like a moment of just kind of consolidation and reflection. And it does take a brave soul to be the first one. I'm always the last one to stop clapping and I pride myself on it. I have a very piercing clap as well as a piercing whistle.
I can imagine. On that note then, Kenny, before we say farewell, are you ready to send yourself out with a whistle?
The
old-fashioned, total classic dad mouth whistle. Are you going fingers or no fingers?
I'll go fingers.
Okay.
Yep.
Kenny McAlpine is taking his headphones off.
Stand by the door.
He's keeping this very COVID safe. I will have no Scottish spittle headed my way. Okay, Kenny, take it away. Jeepers. Incredible work, sir.
Thank you.
See you in a few weeks. And
goodbye.
You'll catch Kenny on the streets with the recording equipment to bring us the sounds of Melbourne as he so beautifully does.